This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and New York City subway commuter. I'm also a huge history nerd. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share some of my very favorite deep cuts with you, so let's dig into today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today in 1993, then 16-year-old Karen Thomas impersonated a New York City subway motorman and operated an A-train for 3 hours, nearly without incident. Karen was a huge subway buff and almost got away with the impersonation, except for an error he made rounding a curve in the Washington Heights neighborhood. After this escapade, Karen became a bit of a legend in New York. Before we get into Karen's story, let's talk a little bit about the New York City subway system. The subway opened in 1904 and is one of the oldest public transit systems in the world. It's also one of the biggest subway systems in the world, the biggest in the United States by far, and globally, the transit system with the most number of stations. For New Yorkers, myself included, the subway is basically the city's lifeblood. It allows us to traverse huge swaths of a very large city in a pretty short amount of time, provided that there aren't delays or track work, which in fairness, there usually are. The subway runs 24/7, or at least it did before COVID and hopefully will again. Now it's closed from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. for cleaning, even though the CDC says COVID doesn't really spread through surfaces. If you live in New York, you don't need a car or even an Uber account. The subway is your best friend. I personally do take the subway literally everywhere I go. And yes, that is because I don't have a driver's license. There are 36 rail lines in the subway system, denoted using a mix of letters and numbers. The longest line is the A train. This train runs continuously from 207th Street at the top of Manhattan down to Far Rockaway in Queens, a stretch of more than 31 miles. That's about a 30-minute car ride, assuming there's no traffic. Not that that would ever happen, and the car is going around 55 to 50 miles per hour. But this brings us to Karen. Karen Thomas was born in Trinidad and moved to the Brooklyn neighborhood of Brownsville in 1990 when he was 13. Once he was in New York, Karen discovered a passion that would become a defining part of himself, the subway. He became obsessed with the subway. In a New York Times article from May 12, 1993, Karen is described as falling in love with the cruising, squealing monsters that carried New Yorkers all over the city. He would ride the trains for fun. He hung out at subway stations and learned subway jargon from motormen he befriended. He got a copy of the New York City Transit Authority's book of rules and regulations and studied them. According to the Times article, he would stand for hours near the front window of his family's Brooklyn apartment, holding a piece of wood and pretending it was a brake handle, calling out the stations in a sing-song voice so clear it made his mother's heart ache. Next stop, Franklin. His obsession with the trains did go a bit far. He would wear part of a transit worker's uniform while hanging out in his neighborhood and told neighbors false stories about working at subway token booths. This was before Metro cards, the transit cards we used to pay for the train in New York, when you had to buy a physical token to ride. He got arrested for trespassing at a train yard. His mom told him to wait until he graduated from high school before applying for a job with the transit authority, but Karen didn't want to wait. And that brings us to May 8th, 1993. It was a Saturday, and just before 4 p.m., Karen showed up at the A-Line's terminus at 207th Street, wearing jeans and a motorman's shirt. He used the name and identification number of an off-duty motorman so he could work a quote, unquote, shift. He also carried a number of required tools with him, including a brake handle and a safety vest. The supervisor who gave him access to the train told him he was out of uniform, but otherwise didn't really seem to realize he was talking to a 16-year-old high school kid. He didn't check his ID, and he let him on the train. Charon's time spent memorizing that rulebook paid off. He navigated the train pretty expertly, making 85 stops in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens, and eventually reached the end of the line. On his way back to Upper Manhattan, though, he ran into a problem. When rounding a curve in Washington Heights, he didn't slow down enough and tipped the train's emergency brakes. That tipped off the transit authority that something was wrong. Charon was taken to the headquarters at J Street in Brooklyn and ran away when he got there. That's when the transit authority started investigating, discovering that Charon was just a kid. Early reports after the incident suggested that Charon was going to face jail time, but luckily he didn't. New Yorkers loved the story of the teen who adored trains so much he decided to drive one. The New York Times reported at the time, "Duty-bound to make it clear that people may not play subway motorman whenever they like, but wary of punishing a folk hero." And a mere boy at that. Law enforcement officials settled yesterday on 3 years probation for the 16-year-old who took the controls of a subway train for 3.5 hours in May. The biggest surprise of the story? When Charon grew up, he didn't end up becoming a subway motorman. Instead, he became an electrician. Sadly, Charon died at the age 37 in 2013 of heart failure, something he battled his whole life. He will always be remembered for a pure and beautiful love of trains.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And now for our music guest of the day. Today we have a really wonderful individual coming on the show to talk about a moment from their life. Take it away, Sue Lee.
Hey, my name is Sue Lee and I write and produce music. May 9th, 2020 is the day that I uploaded a video on YouTube that gave me my first break as an artist. This particular video was for a song called I'll Just Dance, and it's about feeling really stuck, about not knowing what's right or wrong in life, and there just seems to be no one to give me a solid answer what to do. So I made this video just to let some steam out and quite literally just dance it off. I uploaded the video on YouTube and then posted the video myself on Reddit, being the shameless self-promoter that I am. I did that and went out to grab noodles for lunch. And then when I came back, I realized that the video had ended up on the front page of Reddit. I frankly still don't know how this all happened, but I'm just really grateful that it did, because this was essentially the day my career as a working artist was launched.
And now for our final segment of the day, I'm going to be going into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a May 8th in my life. Apparently, May is a rough month for me. There's pockets of like cool stuff that I'll get to on the episodes where I can talk to it about, like, you know, that day. But May 8th in my life doesn't seem to be a very exciting time in my life. Like, in May 8th of 2018, I have a bunch of photos of my cat, but that's not really anything special. On May 8th of 2019, I have a screenshot of me going to a site that's called amicanceled.com, and it said, luckily, MomTune is not canceled. But if I typed in MXMTune, it told me that I was canceled. If I typed in Maya, it told me I was canceled. But MomTune is still a good-to-go term. But other than that, like, I don't even have photos from May 8th of 2020. It seems to be kind of like a mystery spot of my life. But, you know, it's good to know Momtoon still lives and lives, breathes, and loves. Woo! Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. You can go ahead and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow at 365 Days MXMToon on your preferred social media platforms.
It's 365 with MXMToon. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.